Christian, have you ever sinned or been made aware of your unworthiness with the result that you wanted to crawl in a hole? You wanted to go somewhere isolated? You felt that you could not approach God as you are. You must clean yourself up in order to come to Him. What does God have to say to one of His children when he or she sins? We find the answer to this question in 1 John 2, 1 and 2. These verses come near the beginning of an epistle which was written to give assurance to those who believe in Jesus Christ. John is very black and white. He writes a series of contrasts between those who truly belong to God and those who do not know Him. Those who know Him keep His commandments. The one who does not keep His commandments does not know Him. Those who love their brothers abide in the light. He who hates his brother is still in darkness. Those who love this present world, which is passing away, do not love the Father. They do not have the love of the Father in them. But he who does the will of God lives forever. The one who is born of God does not practice sin. The one who practices sin is of the devil. The verses just preceding the two we will look at this morning, John contrasts those who say that they have fellowship with God, but they lie and are really walking in darkness, with those who walk in the light and do have fellowship with God, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses them from all sin. He contrasts those who deceive themselves, saying, "We have no sin," with those who confess their sins and have God's continued forgiveness and cleansing. Listen now as I read our verses. "My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And He Himself is the propitiation for our sins." The Christian is one who does not make a practice of sinning, and yet there are times that he does sin. What should we do when we sin? God would have us to realize that we have an advocate with Him when we sin. What is an advocate? An advocate is one who is called to our aid in a judicial cause. He is a pleader, an interceder. Jesus is a kind of defense attorney to plead our case before God when we sin. He does not plead that we are innocent, but He pleads that He has paid completely the price for our sin. Jesus is a kind of advocate that we need. He is righteous. Only a righteous advocate is acceptable to God, for God is too holy to look upon sin. This brings us to the second thing God wants us to realize about Jesus Christ. He Himself is our propitiation for our sins. And why is this important for us to know? Well, our sins violate God's righteous standards. God's righteous attitude towards sin is described in the Bible as His wrath against sin. God cannot forgive our sins unless a just penalty is paid for them. If we were left to pay the penalty for our own sins, we would suffer forever in the lake of fire. But God has loved us and sent His own Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Jesus is the appeasing or the satisfaction of God's wrath against the sins of those who believe in His Son. When Jesus suffered upon the cross, He experienced the separation from His Father that our sins would have brought onto us forever, even though He had no sins of His own. Jesus satisfied the wrath of God against our sins, even the ones that we commit after we become Christians. So Christian, when we sin, God would have us to know that He has made provision for all of our sins. As we confess them and forsake them, He forgives us and cleanses us from all sin. Not only does God want us to remember our advocate when we sin, but He wants us to remember His Son on a regular basis. And that's the reason that Jesus instituted an ordinance by which we are to remember Him. Communion, or the Lord's table, is a time that we proclaim the death of our Lord. His death paid the penalty with our sins so that God could justly declare us righteous in his sight through faith in his Son. We take the bread to remember the body in which Jesus bore our sin on the cross. Then we take the cup to remember the blood which he shed to purchase our redemption. This ordinance is for those who are trusting in Christ alone for their salvation, based on what he did for them on the cross. If you are here this morning thinking you are a Christian because you were baptized, or because you're basically good enough to be acceptable by God, or you are doing things that you think will merit God's favor, you're not fully trusting Christ. You are trusting things that cannot save you. Salvation is by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Both salvation and faith are gifts of God. Good works are evidence that one has been saved, but our good works play no part in our salvation. God has no other way to save people from sin but by grace through faith in his Son. If you're trying to be saved by some other means, or if you know that you're not a Christian, please let the bread and the cup pass by you this morning. We're glad that you're here, and we would encourage you to talk to an elder or someone else in our church about God's means of saving sinners. The men will come forward now to distribute the bread and the cup, and you may eat of the bread and drink of the cup when your heart is prepared.